Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
By the way, for all you Texas Tech fans that are TiVoing the game, they just lost.
What a jerk.
Why would you do that?
Yeah!
And why are Aggies hated?
Yeah!
That was awesome.
There are tortillas being thrown at radios.
What a jerk. I mean, an ambush. We weren't... You didn't warn them?
Yeah!
No, I mean, if you were worried about that game, you could have, you know, tuned out the ticker at least.
Oh, Bob and Dan are talking about Jazz. This will be cool.
They'll never mention the tech score in this...
Boy, we're sorry, Texas Tech fans.
And I wanted to make a comment about, I think his name is Diallo Burks, the wide receiver.
Correct, number 88, the other number 88.
Exactly. We made it down close to the field before the game started, and about that time I spotted a vendor, so I went over to get a Coke, but my elderly mother went down, I guess, to get his autograph. She's real intrigued by, you know, all the football players and
right.
whatnot. So I'm turning around getting a Coke, and I had a little problem with Diallo Burks. I don't know if he's had any problem with him on the team, but I turn around, and damned if he hasn't shoved a pitchfork right in her side. And, you know, I had no idea what was going on. Of course, I rescued her. We had to take her to the hospital after that, but I was just shocked by his play, and I was wondering if he had possibly been suspended or anything for that type of action.
Well, I think he should be suspended for calling in and giving such a bogus conversation. Diallo Burks is one of the classiest guys we've got on the team.
And all of, you know, I know Texas Tech is only allowing like a quarter of kids to go to the game, but everyone who goes to their games is used to catching diseases from each other afterward on game day anyway, so I don't think this will really be that big of a deal.
He's got a good point. Your wife went there.
So did yours.
I know.
That's how you guys know.
God.
Hey, maybe head up and
what is this? What is this drip, honey?
Oh dear, it's
sir,
friends.
It's
what just happened? We'll see ya.
I'm a better person for having gotten this job, for getting to work with you regularly, for becoming your friend, and I would sit here for as many hours as you're willing to sit here just to say that I could help out and be a part of it. So I love you, buddy. Thank you, and congratulations, because you are the best.
And by the way, Tech just hit the ugliest field goal in the history of mankind, a sideways kick. Did you see that thing?
Hey guys, I'm Dustin Tatro, Tex Organ Guy, organist for the Texas Rangers at Globe Life Field, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
I have special beard wash.
It's just after noon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
So I had pointed out that they were all undefeated, and I think here you'll hear me then point out that even the bottom teams were unwinned, whatever you might call that, winless, I suppose.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
David Mino.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Nothing wrong with a donut.
Blake Jones. Who's Blake Jones?
I would love a conjugal visit.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
All right. Times three.
All right. All right. All right.
It is show number 270 of Dan and Jake. Show 227 of Dan and Jake sitting here in this very room. high atop my garage in beautiful Tarrant County on a beautiful afternoon, a nice spring day. It feels like opening day, and it is opening day. It's also April 1st. How about that?
The worst.
Sid Finch. Bits, what's the worst?
I'm just not a fan of April Fool's Day. Didn't enjoy it whenever teachers would try out their brand of comedy on April 1st every year. Not a big fan of when brands try to take advantage of it. It's just not.
Are brands doing this on Twitter today?
I actually haven't seen any today, but over the last decade, that has become a major. What is that? What's that music? Is that me? It must be. That was an April Fool's joke, sorry.
You're just joking.
Ah, you got us.
Yeah.
Do you have a voice in your head, Jake? Are you talking with a voice in your head?
Too much.
Okay.
I think we all do.
But yeah, I'm just not a fan of the prank, you know? Because I'm typically at the heart of it.
But especially on this particular day.
Right.
Any chance anyone's ever heard of anything that they do in France on April Fool's Day?
Mm-mm.
Or you're in France?
I don't know if this is real or not. My daughter was telling me she learned in French class. She goes to French class.
A goo goo ganga.
It's very haughty.
She learned that they do something called April Fish. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not, but a quick Google search does return some results for April Fish.
Oh, okay.
France, yeah.
So it's real. I don't really know what it is. She was starting to explain it, and then, I don't know, I didn't care
here,
that much.
Alongside Easter, French children follow April Fool's Day traditions in spring. On April 1st, people use paper fish to play an April Fool's trick. This involves sticking a paper fish onto the back of as many adults as possible, and then running away yelling, April Fish. Seems like a real low payoff. That's a Matt Birmingham level bit.
Well, consider the source.
France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot France.
Anti-France,
takes over
France,
there?
Are
France
you?
Takes over there?
No, oh. Blake.
Oh, I am.
Yeah.
What is that? Here. Would that call it be a Francophile? That means you're anti-France?
I think that would mean you're pro.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. You know, like when you add file to the end of something, that P-H-I-L-E, that doesn't mean you're not into it. Think of the other times you've heard that... suffix used.
Besides pedophile, what else do you know?
Well, I know that one.
What's pedo mean? It must mean kid, like pediatrician.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I think the word.
How much I'm learning.
Look
today.
At that. I think I'm more of a francophobe.
Pedo Brian.
Yeah. Pedo Brian.
I remember Brian, who used to coach our
classic
8-year-old girls soccer team
with no kids on. Of his own on the squad.
Didn't have kids of his own. Just Brian from down the street. Weird dude.
Yeah.
Had a van. And everybody just knew him as Pedo Brian.
Pedo Brian.
And that's just don't worry about Pedo Brian. He's fine. He's
great coach, though.
Just a little funny.
Just a little, yeah. Look, I'll drive my own kid.
He's just classic Brian.
Lives with his mom.
Brian.
Lives with his mom still. Yeah, he's about 48. So Blake has been going through audio from the past year.
He'll do that on you.
And we had something else marked down that we had to remember from a year ago. And this is quarantine time. Heavy quarantine. The no sports quarantine. We talked about this yesterday. We actually used to keep track of how many days we had without sports. And Julie would ask us if we even remembered when we did have sports.
Ugh, remember when we had sports?
And then she would...
That's never not going to be funny.
Have a little laugh afterwards as well as she slurred her way into helping us remember.
The Zen Bin.
Mm-hmm.
She's not on the Zoom.
No, she's not on the Zoom.
Oh. I'll be right there, guys.
Okay.
Okay. But during the quarantine time, not only did we relive the Mavs 2011 championship run, which was glorious, I had some real old audio for you guys that I had uncovered when digitizing I've been digitizing all my old cassette tapes, and actually, this was on an old reel-to-reel tape. So I got a hold of a reel-to-reel machine and digitized some old things I had laying around for 20-plus years. And this particular thing was from 1993, when I lived around the Zanesville, Ohio area. So in 1993, I was a dude just out of college who wanted to get into radio somehow, but didn't. I think I was transitioning from, I knew I didn't want to be a play-by-play guy anymore. I had done that for a little while with zero success, and was now transitioning. I think I had worked on a morning show in Zanesville, and I would go on to work for a sports radio station in Cleveland after this. But I was in this period of, I'm out of sports radio, but now I'm doing morning radio. And I met this dude, his name is Rick Shriver, and I continue to be friends with him to this day. But back then, he was just a local, he was really into audio and stuff. And we were trying to find our way in this world. I was trying to find my way in this radio world. He's probably about 15 years older than me. And you could be friends with somebody 15 years older than you. Can you not, Jake?
Sure. We're buds.
So.
That's what your boy Brian said.
Classic Brian.
So when I worked for this morning show, we would subscribe to comedy networks, a comedy network. It would like the TM Century Comedy Network, I remember it was called. And they would feed us bits. We would either get it downloaded, you know, on this new thing called the internet, or they would actually feed it to the station and you would have to get in real early and record their feed.
Yeah, there's stuff like this that still exists.
Oh, yeah. It's morning show prep.
Exactly.
You know, it helps you with your prep. You're going to do a wacky morning show. You're going to get your Today in History info, and they're going to send you a couple of national comedy bits. And it might be like a Nirvana parody song or just something, some comedy about Bill Clinton or whatever the case may be, to help your morning show out. And you would pay, I don't know, the company would pay whatever to for this bit. So Rick and I decided we're going to try our own comedy network. Because this stuff I'm getting and downloading every day to play on my radio show.
And paying for,
or the station's paying for, it's not funny generally. We would use very little of it. And so it wasn't that we thought we were extra funny, but I just thought we could do better than this. Or at least this good. Now, we probably didn't have the infrastructure of TM Century, you know, who I think also had, you know, music beds and different CD. It was a big, giant company. We were Rick and Dan, you know. And Rick was pretty much, I'm making so little that it wouldn't even register. He must have been the financial guy behind this whole thing, if it was to get off the ground. So I was more the, you know, the brilliant comedy guy.
Guy who had the idea, though.
So our comedy network, we were going to call Air Farce One. Get it?
It's on the air. Air Force One.
Right.
Farce Funny.
Yeah.
That's great.
Brilliant. So we you know, we would do some. And so last year, I played you guys some of the Air Farce One things that I found on this old thing, which was, one was like a, there was parody spots, of course, you know, fake spots and a couple of parody songs. I don't know if did I play the Howard Stern one? I don't remember when Howard Stern was running for governor. We made one of those. But the one I played for you last year, I think on the air, was a bit. It was a Seinfeld spinoff. So it was a little series, and it was called Weinfeld. And, you know, because Jerry Seinfeld has kind of a whiny voice. And we also had considered the fact that
between Dan and Rick, one of us had a pretty whiny voice, too. You can only guess which one that was. And I think Blake listened to these off the air. We played the St. Patrick's Day one last year on the air. We had a themed show about St. Patrick's Day. And off the air, we listened to this. And one of the other ones we made, a Weinfeld series, was revolving around April Fool's Day. And so, because we like to keep lists, we put this in the notes, in the calendar for, you know, your Apple calendar or whatever, and it popped up today of play the Weinfeld bit. And so, this is going to be Rick and Dan, Air Farce One, 1993. It's probably not funny, so don't start getting your bar up there. But I'm playing this because Blake suggested we do. So if you really hate it, remember that.
Sure.
Don't forget that. So this is from 1993, the fledgling comedy network Air Farce One was willing to offer this gold for a small price to your radio station.
What is it with April Fool's Day? The fact that our society has come up with a national holiday for practical jokers amazes me. Think about it. We're giving one day of our year to people that we despise. I mean, why don't we just have National Muggers Day?
All right.
I can see it now. We can
I feel
set
like
aside-
I need a quick 20 here.
Yeah, we can just stop.
Okay, well, when you're producing this, I'm just struggling with where you decide to put the laugh tracks. Like, are you like, boy, that one killed? So
I think some of it might have been we were just trying to emulate how Seinfeld did. And maybe some of it we knew, hey, this isn't a funny line, but it'll be funny if we have laughter after it.
Okay. You're making fun of yourself.
I'm now hoping that I was, right? I don't know if we were sitting there going, that's really funny, dude. You got to put a laugh track there. Or if we were like, this is not that funny. It's ironically, let's put a laugh track here.
Let's
as
go with
we
that.
Might do today.
Yeah.
I can see it now. We could set aside one day that you could just pull somebody into an alley and say, give me your wallet now. Hey, but you don't even have a gun. Well, yeah, I know, but it's National Muggers Day. Oh, okay, here you go. Oh, hey, take my Rolex, too. Don't forget. Oh, thanks. Happy Muggers Day.
Weinfeld, brought to you by Bengay Band Sunglasses. Bengay Band Sunglasses reduce harmful ultraviolet waves as you soothe aching facial muscles. And now, back
okay, to that's not bad.
Weinfeld.
I was worried we might be going with some kind of a gay joke there.
I was
we
very worried. No, it's the hemorrhoid joke.
Gorge, I wish you'd get a job so you wouldn't have to eat all my kingdoms. Hello?
Oh, Jerry, you gotta come down to the diner right away. You know that sexy Sports Illustrated swimsuit model you've always wanted to meet?
You mean Elle McPherson?
Yeah, she's here now. Hurry up and come down so you can meet her.
Oh, I can't. I'm all scummy. I just got my sweats on.
Well, hurry up and get a shower. Put on something nice. I'll start talking to her and keep her here for you.
All right, I'm on my way. Oh, man. Oh, wow. I can't believe it. I'm going to meet Elle McPherson.
April Fools!
I can't believe it, Gorge. Elaine had the whole diner in on it. April Fool's Day. I hate it. Hello?
Jerry, hey, I'm glad I caught you.
Hey, what's happening, Creamer?
Hey, listen, I'm down in the lobby, and you'll never guess who I met. Elle McPherson.
Aw, come on, Creamer.
Yeah, I'm serious. Stuman knows her. Anyway, I told her you always wanted to meet her. So I'm bringing her right up.
Creamer.
Hey, I'll be right up.
I'm not falling for that again. Can you believe this, Gorge? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to show him an April Fool's joke. I'm going to take off all my clothes and meet Creamer at the door, stark naked, bare-bottomed, in the raw. Yeah, I'm going to show that Creamer an April Fool's. Hello, Kramer.
Jerry!
No!
Jerry!
No, no! How come just April Fool's Day? Why did they pick the month of April? Why wasn't it March Moron, July Jerk, or November Ninny? Don't you hate getting caught in an April Fool's Day prank? You're just like, oh yeah, yeah, real good one, Bob. Really funny. Flashing the tires on my car. No, no, you are the prankster.
I think you missed your calling. I mean, you're still in the entertainment industry, but I feel like that had legs. Like you should have been retiring in Hawaii off of the strength of Air Force One and Weinfeld.
I kind of liked it.
I do too.
That's a good April Fool's joke. They open the door and you're just standing there naked. No one's expecting that.
It was actually Elle McPherson.
Yeah.
Which was
ironic even because better. Earlier, you know, he thought he was going to meet her.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he got
that
all
part was a prank.
Geared up for it.
Yeah.
So that's,
but then Kramer
so
actually had her lined up.
Right, Elaine tried to actually did prank him,
and the cool thing about George is
Gorge
eats just, a lot. You know,
he
gorges himself. Yeah,
right.
Uh huh.
So
that's why he's called
lots
Gorge.
Going on there. Yeah,
so many layers.
Yeah,
so deep.
Genius.
Like it was just too smart for
its time.
For the nation,
it was ahead of its time.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
Ben Gay bands. That's solid.
Yeah. Moment of silence for Air Farce One. Well,
Paul in...
Which never really got going off the ground.
And I had written down that we were going to like try to bring it back. Like, you know how we both have like super exhaustive lists of stuff for the show, and then sometimes you look at it and you're like, boy, this is just a lot of bad ideas.
Well, it's... could have been the name of the show. Just a lot of bad ideas.
Still have the idea, though.
There you go.
All right. Well, here's what's coming up on today's show. Or is it because it's April Fool's? Chris Young, GM of the Dallas Texas Rangers.
I would say on opening day, we need to start by knowing the name of the club.
Well, they play in Dallas.
That is also not true, but sure. Arlington's going to be mad.
We're building the first half of the show around Chris Young and the second half of the show around... Our exclusive movie review today. Are we calling this a high T movie review?
I like that name a lot. That's not one of the bad ideas.
The Rock.
Dude. Huge night at my house.
Did this help form you? If I watch this, and do I understand Jake a little bit more?
Probably, yeah.
All right.
You get the Bay, the Bruckheimer, the Nick Cage. Just the Mount Rushmore. Of movies.
And Air Farce One can't take off. But these guys did.
I get it. Take off.
All right. Let's start the show with some DFW sports today, which will revolve around something that happened yesterday, which was the Mavs winning a game. Let's talk about it next.